Idam te mukham bocham madhyanta nilaya vritam kundalai snikta raktaisa gopya muhushum vitam bimba rakta darangme manasya virastam alang lakshalabhai. O Lord, your lotus face, which is encircled by locks of soft black hair, tinted with red, is kissed again and again by Mother Yashoda. And your lips are reddish like the bimba fruit. May this beautiful vision of your lotus feet, your lotus face, be ever manifest in my heart. Thousands and thousands of other benedictions are of no use to me. So here the poet asks again for the same blessing. He wants to see the lotus face of the Lord manifested in his heart. He describes that lotus face. It is encircled by locks of hair. Krishna's hair is very wavy, and it is said each hair comes from one of his thoughts of Radharani and the gopis. Others say each hair comes from the thoughts which he has about how to save the fallen conditioned souls. This is the thoughts. Your hair is made out of some horn. I think it's I do not really know what is the material, but it's something horny. But the Lord, who has a being of an eternal being full of bliss and full of knowledge, has loving and affectionate hair. Therefore he is praised as Keshava, the one with hair. No one is praised in this world because of their hair, or Vibhakit of beautiful hair, or Ajit Govinda of beautiful hair. We don't think like this because there's nothing special about our hair. But the Lord's hair is either loving thoughts of Radharani or affectionate thoughts to save the conditioned souls. And he has a lot of hair. So that forms a beautiful frame for his beautiful face, which is just extremely attractive. We cannot imagine the attractiveness of Krishna, but all you can be here is that those who have seen him have shed tears of love. Their hearts has completely melted, and the only thought which they henceforward after this darshans have is, when will I see him again? There's no other thought of a new iPhone or a new computer or a new panchakarma treatment. No, when will I see Krishna again? That's the only thought. It's because it's such an overwhelming, beautiful lotus face. So you may say these Sanskrit prayers are usually very, very accurate, very precise, and they don't repeat themselves, because in a short prayer so much wants to be expressed. But here is a repetition. He says he wants to have this face, the heart, the face of the Lord manifest in his heart. He says this in text 4, and he repeats himself. He says, may this beautiful vision of your lotus face be ever manifest in my heart. Well, the first time he prays for something like a spurti, that is a momentary appearance. That's something which is possible for us also. Remember yesterday I requested the bold amongst you to think of Krishna before you go to bed. I guess no one has done it, most probably. Who has done? No one. Is your members? You have. One person has done. I've also done it. I'm a little bold by nature. So it was very beautiful to go with that last thought to sleep. That's what everyone can do. They can, who is attracted to Krishna. You need some attraction to Krishna, obviously, to do it. But what he wants in the second prayer, where he wants Krishna's face, is something different from that. And that is the direct darshan of Krishna. We all can think of Krishna. We all can look at the picture in our window. When the cleaning people come in the room, I always open the curtain and show this, and they pray for a long time before they do their cleaning of the room. And we can have this thought of this in our mind, and we can go with this and think about it. But he wants something else. He wants that the Krishna appears to him out of his own accord. He stands before him in his Svarupa, that is his original form. He smiles at him. And he sees the seven types of beauty of Krishna. The beauty of his body and of his form, the beautiful fragrance he wants to smell. He wants to also touch the Lord and taste his beautiful the softness of his body. And in this way, this is a direct darshan with all the qualities of Krishna. He wants to hear the sweet voice of Krishna, which is very deep. That is what he always wants. You will see after this prayer, he feels, oh my God, am I qualified for this? This is what we will discuss tomorrow. But he has found a deep, deep absorption in Krishna. And this is, by the way, what you, all of us should aspire for. We should first become absorbed in the Lord's name, then we can become absorbed in his beautiful form and remember his form always and his pastimes. Then the next level is that we actually leave this world and enter the world of Krishna and engage in his pastimes. And there's still a higher level, that is when we start to feel unprecedented prema for Krishna. And in this way, perfections are always rising. There's never an end of the variegated perfections in Krishna consciousness. Where are you at the moment? Have you already started with your attraction to the holy name? If not, you have not started your Krishna consciousness. You are a little bit outside of the Krishna of God consciousness, but you look with interest like a person who looks to a far away mountain and hopes to maybe one day climb it. But as long as you only stand before absorption in Krishna consciousness, your heart will not be satisfied. At that time, as long as you always stand before Krishna consciousness, you will feel so dissatisfied. And no matter what you try to stop this satisfaction by doing this, by doing that, by becoming even healthy through Ayurveda, your heart will have a big black hole and you will suffer. So better start with the variegated progress in Krishna consciousness very soon. Thank you for confirming this. We will end our little discussion here, and I will now distribute extraordinary beautiful prasadam to the devotees.
Hare Krishna.